The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Renga, great to speak to you as always. Before we look at 2026, maybe a word on some of last season's players who have moved on. Chelsea's retired, Els returned to Australia, obviously Selena as well, gone to Lightning. They all had a part to play, didn't they?
Yeah, they did have their part to play. Somebody like Chelsea has obviously moved away to be, you know, beside her husband and with her family, so I think she's really enjoying her new life. Al, I hear, is getting married in the coming weeks, so that's very exciting.
Fantastic.
For her. Yeah, and also Selena is back probably where she came from. Like when I looked at her last year, she had come from Loughborough Lightning, so I think it's really a nice sort of full circle moment for her to be back there, and I feel like it's a place that she's super comfortable.
Shame about Ella.
Yeah, look, she's such a, you know, she's such a vibrant person. She's really gritty and hardworking, and, you know, in terms of trying to rehab herself back, I think she was ticking all the boxes that she could. There was nothing more she could do. So it's a massive loss to the sport and a massive loss to our team. Yeah, I was really looking forward to working with her.
Georgia and Beth are back, and their importance.
Yeah, maybe they're like the terrible double, those two. No, they're not actually. Look, they're really important. They've got a lot of experience in this league and in this competition between the two of them. They're definite pillars within our team, you know, one at the shooting end and one in the midcourt. So I think the biggest asset with both of them is the wealth of experience that they bring. Georgia being one of the most accurate shooters in this competition, and Beth, who is also one of the most accurate mid-quarters when you're looking at terms of possession and turnover rate, and the fact that she, I think she may have been one of the leading people in centre pass receives last year. So having both of them back is really valuable for us, and I'm excited that, you know, a core of the team have been able to be retained, and then we can just build on some other little bits and pieces.
We've obviously been keeping a bit of a close eye on Leah and her return. How impressed have you been with her overall?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes I have to stop and pinch myself and sort of remember how far that she's come. But, and also in those moments, I think, no, don't get emotional about it. Just keep moving forward. But yeah, like, I just think she's been outstanding in the way that she's done her rehab, all the hard work that she's done by herself when nobody's watching to get herself to this point. So we've had a couple of preseason games where she's really put her hand up and thrown herself back into the mix of things in terms of this competition. So I'm excited to see what she can do. I think she's super grateful to be back and just to have the opportunity to compete again. So I think it's a really refreshing mindset as well to just go into it sort of and just enjoy every moment. So she's one to watch this season.
And just definitely the whole attitude that she's shown to you, that she's ready for the league, and even shown to Wales that she's ready to put her hand up for the Commonwealth as well.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that just goes to show how determined she is. You know, when she knew that she would be able to get back out on that court, she has done absolutely everything in her power to put her best foot forward, so to speak. And yeah, she's really led the way in that space. She's shown that she's sort of much more than a netball player. She's a great teammate. She's a great leader. And she is an inspiration for lots of people going forward.
And her and Jackie's partnership as well?
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks ago they had their first run out together, and I think Jackie came off and she said, oh, it's not as we're not as connected as we used to be. And Leah had to remind her that they haven't played together, you know, in almost 9 months. So it had been a long time in between games. But I think the thing about them is they're quite similar in the style that they've played, obviously both coming from Australia, but they're super connected off the court as well, and that connection also shows on the court. Leah is really good at directing and sort of conducting things from the back, and Jackie's just absolute workhorse, so she just goes about doing everything that Leah sort of bosses her around to tell her to do. So I think that's why the partnership works so well.
We could have an entire 3-hour podcast on Leah, but let's look at Alex. It was great to see her development last season.
Yeah, look, I think Alex did a real stellar job last year. She probably thought that she was coming in and may, you know, sit on the bench quite a bit. So I think the thing that impresses me most about someone like Alex is her coachability. Like, she's quite young, but she's a super intelligent young lady. So when you give her something to work on, she works diligently to make that happen. And I think the thing that impresses me most is she can do it in the moment in the game. I think sometimes that can be quite difficult when the same thing's happening to you and you don't sort of have the tools or knowledge to know what to do. So I can sort of, you know, we can as coaches give her a little bit of a snippet of information and then away she goes to try and change and adapt. So yeah, I think for Alex this year is another stepping stone for her. She's been off with a little bit of a foot injury, so she's just returning to play now. So again, she's a player that's probably chomping at the bit to get back out on court and show what she can do, put her hand up and say, look, I'm here. And I think the other thing about Alex is she's got a versatility for us in the back, so she can play all three of those defensive positions and she's nice and tall. So, yeah, it's a good option.
Lexis Nexus is still on board. Obviously, the news that Sheriff Billotton as well, they're going to be there as well. Just existing partners, new partners for the season ahead. That's important.
Oh, absolutely important. I think the team behind the team in the office, Sarah Boswell and, you know, our marketing people have worked really hard to secure some really great sponsors for us. LexisNexis have been amazing last year. They were just great at supporting us. And they're really, you know, connected. They're genuine. They want to know what's happening. And we've done a few things together, which is wonderful. And then we've obviously got Sheriff Spiltong on board again this year. I know that some of the girls enjoyed some of the products the other day at our own Dragons Media launch. But, yeah, again, just very grateful and thankful that we've got such a good pool of sponsors who are standing behind us this year.
And VX3 as well on the new kit, the supporter range as well. That looks amazing.
Yeah, look, I'm super happy as a coach. I think one of the things that I've heard many players say is look good, feel good, play good. So I think the girls very much feel good in their new kit. I think it looks amazing. It's wonderful. VX3 have been so easy to work with. They've been so accommodating. And, yeah, I just think the dress looks great and so does all the training kit. So, again, let's hope that translates into some performances out on court.
How are you set for the 2026 season already?
Yeah, look, I think like most teams, we have had our first full team training on Tuesday. Casey was the last of our players to come in and we've had a few people with niggles and injuries and things like that. So it was really nice to be able to have the full team run around on Tuesday. So look, I think we've still got just over a week now just to fine tune a few things, but we're as ready as we're ever going to be. And I think more important than that is this real hunger and drive to actually make sure that we're better than before, make sure that we improve on things that we were working on last year and to come out on the other side of the results, you know, with a few more wins. So, yeah, we're ready for it.
You know, there's this fantasy netball league. Have Dragons got a league? Are you taking part yourself? Fantasy netball league?
No, I'm not. I haven't. I'm going to have to do a bit of research on that.
Yes,
to make
you
sure.
Are.
Oh, I'd be quite keen on that.
Finally, I mean, it's a great season ahead. Lots of unknowns, but where do you see some of the challenges?
Oh, look, I think some of the challenges for us are ourselves sometimes. It's about making sure that we're really driven, we're sticking to our processes and we have that absolute belief that we can do it. So I think that's probably our biggest challenge. Other challenges are obviously, you know, this is a quality competition with some players who've been injected into teams who are going to make a massive difference to some of those teams. So I think every week is a challenge when you're coming up against some, you know, tough sides. There's no easy week. I think the challenge in it is making sure that each week you take learnings, you prepare, you go into the game and thinking about how you can be better than you were before so that you're super ready to go and just really competitive. So, yeah, I don't think there's any week that isn't going to be a challenge, to be honest.
Ringo, thanks for your time and speak throughout the season.
No problem. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.